All right. We'll say let's begin. So let's continue on Perek Tazayin, page Kuf Samech Dalet. So this is actually an incredibly beautiful idea, still in the Midah of Tara. So he says Kihinei. So remember again, in this Midah of Tara, the Ramchal is highlighting this concept of purity of action, purity of thought, purity of kavonis. Right? The idea being that the goal, this obviously is an aspiration, is when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my actions should be pure, that even my motivations should be pure. So we're speaking about the trouble with impure motivations. Although the action may look good, if the motivations are impure, there's something missing. And again, what we've kind of distilled this down to is a very core concept of self-awareness. Be aware of why you do the things that you do. Because sometimes we do good things, but the good things are done maybe not because of noble reasons, right? The good things are sometimes done for unholy motivations. Now again, that still means the action is good, but Lamaisa, person must possess a heightened level of self-awareness. Why do I do the things that I do? Kihine, kishem she'in ola al gabe ha-mizbeach shalamata. Well, let's listen to this. It goes to the Gemara Maseches Menachos. We know that on the Mizbeach, on the altar, when you offered fine flour, that fine flour had to be sifted 13 times. 13 times. Shekvar tar legamre mikol sig. Kach i'efshar la'alos al ritzon mizbechoa elyon. Lios me'avodas ha'kela shleima v'ha'mivurechas. El ha'muvchar shebemaisim ha'tori mikol sig. Well, let's say, so the Ramchal posits that this is an incredible metaphor, right? You have to sift the flour 13 times. 12 times wasn't enough, right? 11 times wasn't enough. But what do you see? To go up on the Mizbeach, you have to be free from any level of impurity. The metaphor is that ultimately, again, that's our goal, to be able to go through the sieve 13 times, to be able to go through the sifter 13 times to achieve that level of purity of thought, that level of purity of action. Obviously, this is an aspiration. This is an aspiration, right? And for many of us, this never happens. For some of us, maybe it happens, or maybe it happens only after years and years and years of sustained work. But life is all about setting your goals, even if when you set them, they appear to be exceptionally and extremely far off. In any Omer, this is very important, in any Omer, Shemashu Zulas Zeye Nitcha Legamrei, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Mekapeach Sara Kol Birya, U'Mishalem Schar HaMasim Lefi Mashem. So we'll say, so remember, in the Ramchal says, please, don't misunderstand and think that I'm saying that only spiritual service that has been sifted 13 times and is free from any impurity is acceptable and desirable by God. That's not what I'm saying at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves everything we do, anything we do, and even if it's filled with impurities, right? And even if, again, it's rife with impurities, at the end of the day, if I'm trying, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of me. But I will say, but there's this concept of what's accepted and what works versus what am I actually aiming for. U'mishalim schar ha'masim lefi mashem. Amnam. Al ha'avodah ha'tamim ani medaber. Haru'uy l'chol ohavei Hashem be'emes. Shelo yikari b'zeh Hashem el ha'avodah ha'tahor legamrei. Say an incredible and overwhelming yisod. So ultimately, again, the goal is to be the fine flour sifted 13 times. That's the goal. That's the goal. That my actions should have a purity, an actional purity. My thoughts should have a cognitive purity. The motivations as to why I do things should all be for the right purpose. Also, that's the goal. That's the goal. Until I reach that goal, I might do good things, good actions, for all the wrong reasons. Okay, I both say, you know what? It's better to do good actions for all the wrong reasons than not to do good actions at all. Right? I may have machshavas, right, kavanas, that are a bit tainted. That's okay. So on one hand, there is this understanding that whatever I do, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates and accepts, but at the end of the day, I'm striving to be that fine flour that's sifted 13 times before going up on the Mizbeach. Humasha David HaMelech. Hello, Shalom. Omer. Mi libe shamayim v'imcha lo chafatzti baretz. Ki be'emes. Ha'avoda ha'amitis tzricha lios trufa harbi yoser min ha'zov min ha'kesef. We'll say just like when a person purchases gold or silver. So again, I guess if you're in the market, right, for high-end stuff, the one thing you want to make sure of is that there are no impurities mixed in. Right? I don't want impurities in my gold. I don't want impurities in my silver. Right? I'm willing to pay, right? And I want to know that the specimen that I'm purchasing ultimately again is of wonderful quality. If that's true with gold and silver, then all the more so it's true in my avodas Hashem azoh. But I will say again, this is a goal. Remember, was, you know, Rabbi Franz spoke about this at the Siyum Hashas, that the enemy of the good is the perfect, right? This idea being that sometimes in our minds we create these constructs of perfection, which might be something wonderful to aim towards, but don't let that derail present activity. Okay, I want to aim for something elevated and exalted. But at the end, it's taking me a while to get there. Don't stop doing. Sometimes being a purist is such an incredible handicap and detriment, right? Because being a purist sometimes becomes people's incredible excuse for inactivity. I want to go ahead and I want to be the fine flour. I want to be the unadulterated and pure gold. But at the end of the day, I'm not there yet. So I'm going to keep doing the stuff that I do in the good way. I'm going to keep acting. I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to keep growing. I know that my actions are not complete. I know that my thoughts are not complete. But at the end of the day, I also know what I'm working towards. Umishu over Hashem be'emes. Lo yistapik b'zeh b'muat. V'lo yisratza lakach kesef m'ura b'sigim b'dilim. Dahinu avodah m'ureves b'pnios. Lo tovos. People say, you know, I'll give you the mashal. If you could imagine for a moment you buy your wife a gift, right? Well, don't imagine you buy your wife a gift, meaning buy your wife a gift. I know, I'll say, but imagine like you buy her a diamond. And, you know, I'll say, so you find a beautiful diamond, and of course it's on sale, right? Why is it on sale? Because it has a mum, right? It has a huge imperfection, right? But the jeweler tells you, don't worry about it. You'd mamish have to use, what do you call those things? A loop, right? You'd mamish have to use a loop to be able to see it. So we'll say, okay, you buy the diamond, you give it to your wife, and your simcha of giving, when you give a gift, there's an incredible feeling of simcha when you give. The truth is, we all know, there's even a bigger simcha when you give a gift than when you receive a gift. But when you give a gift like that, your simcha is diminished. Why is your simcha diminished? Because in the whole time you're thinking in your mind, what? I hope she doesn't see the mum, right? I just hope, like, it's going to be my mazel, the light's going to reflect, right in a way, they're going to be like, what's that, right? So what ends up happening is, because when the gift is imperfect, I have a lot of anxiety about the mum that's there. I don't want anyone to see it, I don't want anyone to observe it, I don't want anyone, ultimately, again, to notice it. But I will say, at the end of the day, says Zayin Chal, isn't that so much of our life? I'm trying, but there's a mum. Maybe there's a mum in the way that I think. Maybe there's a mum in the nature of my action. Maybe there's a mum in my approach. Now again, do you not give the gift because there's a mum? No. But I also know that the gift is going to be a little bit tarnished because of this anxiety. We all walk around with this anxiety, I will say. This anxiety, because I know there's a mum. But l'maisa again, as long as I'm trying to work on that mum, working on towards to perfect that mum, to healing that mum, then says Ram Chal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exceptionally happy and excited for your avoda. Just keep working to refine it. Just keep working to better it. Just keep working to uplift it. I will have to stop over here. Well, in Meretz Hashem, we're going to start a new parak, because this pretty much finishes up the parak. We're going to begin the new parak in Meretz Hashem in honor of the new Masechta on Monday. We'll begin with parak Yud Zayin. Shkoyach.